producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah. Stephanie, what happened? I know that it's just the timing over the break is a little iffy, isn't it? Sorry about not being able to get you on sooner, but call now and I'll get you on without a wait. 855-99-37569. It's been, as you can see, kind of busy around here today. So if you've been trying to get through and getting a busy signal, now is a great time to get through. We've got the better part of an hour, and Stephanie was going to be our first call, and we lost her. We lost Stephanie. But yeah,
call us back, Stephanie.
Yeah, there we go. All right, we've got a bunch of emails, so let's see if we can. You want to do an email here, just so we can get a little bit more caught up.
Sure, let's do it.
This
email is from a listener, Catherine, actually over here in my neck of the woods in Minneapolis. Catherine says, "Hi, Dr. Joy, I've been trying to figure out how to deal with a passive-aggressive roommate. Tonight, I was cooking myself a snack in the oven, and the timer went off. I did not hear it immediately, and it must have gone for a couple of minutes. So my roommate, who lives in my basement, came upstairs and shut the door between the basement and my kitchen. The stove is right by the door. It just seemed to me to be passive. When he could have texted me, my timer is going off, or said something. That's another thing. He never talks to me. He answers questions with a yep, nope, no problem. It's getting frustrating living with someone who does not communicate except passively. Can you help? Thanks, and I love your show."
Well, thank you. It's not that he's not communicating. He's just not communicating in the style that you like. It would be nice to, this is one of those emails that would be really helpful if you called me, because I'd like to know a little bit more about it. Is it your house? Who did you hire? Did you sort of vet him to be your roommate? Did he vet you to be yours? A lot of people would view that as the perfect roommate, that he sort of minds his own business and sort of keeps to himself. Obviously, you're looking for somebody a little bit more sociable. And one of the possibilities is, granted, he could have said, hey, the timer went off. But one of the possibilities of whatever you were cooking is to give him a holler and say, hey, listen, I'm making some chocolate chip cookies. Would you like one? That, given the fact that you're more social, number one, and number two, it sounds like you're more in the market for a more social kind of experience with a roommate, sort of give him a clearer path to be a bit more social. The passive aggressive is, I suppose it's not a terrible example of it. It would have been more passive aggressive, I suppose, if he'd slammed the door and then you'd said, what's going on? And you said, what, me? I mean, passive aggressive is somebody who basically doesn't claim their own anger, their own aggression. And it sounds to me, it's not that he didn't, it just sounds to me that it was bothersome to him. And the two of you have very different expectations about the definition of roommate. But with this season, I think one of the possibilities is sitting down and saying, listen, would you like to have dinner one night a week? Or, as I said, the a roommate situation is a really complicated one, in that if you think about it, that when we're in a relationship, that basically sex is what kind of smooths over some of these issues, because we're trying to please each other. In a roommate situation, as long as he sort of doesn't keep varmits and pays his rent on time, it doesn't make a whole lot of noise, you may be as content. And if you want something else, I think you should either tell him that, because it may be that this is just what he's used to. I'm not sure that he's passive aggressive. It sounds to me more that he's passive. It doesn't sound to me that he's necessarily hostile. Although, it kind of borderline with the issue about the timer going off. He didn't yell at you, which I suppose would have been aggressive. If he'd been social, he would have said, hey, timer goes off, can I, help you with something? And closing the door, I suppose it's, I don't know, texting and saying, hey, look, your timer's going off, I suppose could be viewed as passive-aggressive as well. It just sounds to me that the two of you have a completely different notion of what roommateism is about, and talking about it may make you feel better. That's not personal. This is just who he is. He's shy, or he's a bit of a nerd, or he doesn't, you know, he's gotten involved with roommates in the past and it hasn't worked out well. I mean, talk with him. Then you're the one who's supposed to be the more social of the two, so talk with him and see what where you get. Okay, passive aggressive. Basically, the bottom line on passive aggressive is stupid and cheerful. That passive aggressive expects you to do the work. That, if, for the example of the slamming the door, and you'd say, "I can't believe you just slammed the door." He'd say, "What are you talking about? You know, I just closed the door." So the idea being that if somebody's passive aggressive, you just sort of ignore everything, but what we call the subtext woo, you make them do the heavy lifting as opposed to you doing it. All right, so this technically is a stupid and cheerful situation, but given the fact that, you know, that the two of you are roommates, and again, I don't know how you came to be roommates, but it sounds like you're just looking for a slightly more social experience, so be a bit more social. Stephanie, we got you back. Yay. Hi, Stephanie.
Yay.
Yeah, I thought we'd lost you there to the frozen tundra or something. I was so worried about you.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and I absolutely love you. And this is the first time that I have had to call because I was jaw-dropped, shaking my head at the radio. So the woman who called about her son and the concussion,
right?
There is something called post-concussion syndrome, and
absolutely,
I suffer from it.
Yep.
People don't understand that concussion, for the most part, does clear up within 2 weeks to 3 months. But sometimes it lasts for a lifetime, and I'm now 3.5 years, and I've lost the ability to work because of it. And her son, you know, he was hurt during a flag football game or something, and
yeah,
she made a comment saying that's not supposed to happen. Well, it happens anywhere. And yeah, I work with people now volunteering, mentoring, because these are just regular people going about their day, you know, putting on their shoes, getting up, hitting their heads on a cabinet. And then suddenly months and months and months later, they're unable to work. And people don't understand that the brain is very complex.
Yep.
We don't fully understand how it's injured. And there's not really any way to test the injury. So when she says that her doctor said that it was fine, he very may well have, because...
Well, no, wait a minute. Two things here. First of all, you're absolutely right. Post-traumatic stress disorder is a very complicated issue. It's why I suggest that she not go to a pediatrician.
Syndrome. It's not post-traumatic stress.
You're right. I'm sorry. You're exactly right. It's actually post-traumatic brain injuries, which is you're exactly right. Sorry, I just got my post-traumatic. I was on to my next thought before I finished my sentence, and that's what happens. Which is why I suggest that her pediatrician was not going to be experienced enough. And second, why I wanted her to see a pediatric neurologist, because, and there are tests. You can't necessarily have it show up on an X-ray, but there are a fairly sophisticated number of tests that say that this is what's going on. There's also an emotional component to it. The fact that he's behaving differently at home than in school is going to drive her nuts. You're right, and that's why I said I think we need, you know, and the first thing I said was not a pediatrician, a pediatric neurologist, and maybe even a specialist in...
It was just that your comment of, oh, yes, he's milking it. And a lot of people
say No. I did not say that.
Stephanie. Yes, I know. And if you go back and listen to the call.
Stephanie, she said he was milking it. I said it's certainly possible.
And I understand why he's acting the way he's acting at school as opposed to at home.
Stephanie, the point is, we don't...
There's fluorescent lights, and these are the things that bother people whose brains are healing at the time. So,
Stephanie,
yes, I do appreciate that you did point her in the direction of the pediatrician.
My point is, we don't know. And what I'm suggesting is that she needs more information. She needs it for his sake. She needs it for the school's sake. She needs it for her sake. And that's my point, that it's impossible at this moment to tell exactly what's going on. And a pediatrician is not going to be experienced enough. The school specialist is not even clear that he is a neurologist or a pediatric neurologist or even specializes in this kind of analysis. All I'm saying is, we don't have enough information.
I just hope that she understands that. I just hope that she understands that her son needs her right now, and that the fact that he's even speaking out that he's having a problem is huge, because a lot of people don't say anything and they keep it to themselves, and it can cause problems for a long time to come.
Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Thomas, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Doctor.
Hi, Thomas.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, where do I start?
I don't know. What's the problem?
The problem is been married four times.
How old are you?
work for a Fortune 500 company here.
Thomas, how old are you?
I am 53.
Are you currently married?
No.
That's a lot of marriages. Do you have children?
No.
Okay. How long have your marriages lasted? How long have each of them lasted?
Kind of like the 7-year itch.
All right. What's going on today?
What's going on today is now that I'm starting to see women dating, I am come down with what they call MS.
Okay.
And later part of life, like 49, so I retired, and most of the women that I have met have been kind of money pitchers, for bad words.
What? Do you have a lot of money?
I've got decent amount of money.
But how would they know, unless you told them?
Several of the women I've had moved in with me, and, you know,
how long do you know somebody before you let them move in with you?
Usually, I would say at least, a month.
A month is too soon, Thomas. You don't know somebody well enough in a month. I mean, the thing is, if you set yourself up as a sugar daddy, they're going to want to know how many cups of sugar you got. I'll tell you what. How long have you been divorced?
I've been divorced 5 years.
Okay.
Pretty much I'm starting to get discouraged with myself as far as what am I doing wrong to not be on the positive side with females.
Right, well, but let's differentiate that, because I was asking about the MS, and certainly I think it's much more difficult dating. What are your symptoms at this moment? It sounds like there's a little bit of slurred speech. What else is there? Anything?
I have part of my right leg is handicapped, but then again, I've fallen down so many times that I've pretty much busted the leg on top of it.
Right, but you can still walk.
Well, I can walk in a very short distance.
Okay. Do you use a wheelchair?
In other words, I have a power chair.
Okay, so you use a chair.
And I do drive.
Okay. So where are you finding women to date? How are you finding women to date?
I'm finding them by acquaintances of other individuals that I have met.
All right. And in the last 5 years, how many dates would you say you'd have? How many different women have you gone out with?
I would say 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the one that's lasted the longest? What relationship has lasted the longest? Would any of them be called a relationship?
No.
Okay. What's the last woman you went out with? How long were you with her?
I was with her, and in fact, I still talk to her, and this has lasted for 6 months.
Okay. Now, is she living with you?
No.
Okay, good. Do you still go out with her?
Yes.
Is she interested in you?
She says so.
Are you interested in her?
Very much so.
Okay, so let's talk about this relationship, yes?
Yes.
Do you think she's out for your, do you think she's a gold digger? Do you think she's only interested in you for your money?
I question that to myself.
What indication do you have that she, I mean, does she ask you for money?
Yes. She does. I mean, you know, for clothes or this, that, and the other.
How old is she?
She is 5 years younger than I.
Has she been married?
Yes.
Is she divorced?
Yes.
How long has she been divorced?
She has been divorced, 9 years.
Okay. Why would a 48-year-old woman ask a date for money for clothes? Why can't she buy her own clothes?
Well, because she is not, I don't know, she has her high school education, but she doesn't have the confidence in herself.
Well, but she's 48 years old. If she wants to go back to school and get a college degree, more power to her. If, and if not, you know, she can shop at at, you know, buy fewer clothes? I mean, I just don't understand the mindset that would actually ask her. I mean, I think you're putting yourself, Thomas, in a situation where you're asking to be ripped off. And then when somebody rips you off, you say, you know, damn women, they're all after my money. But you're setting it up that way. I can't imagine a relationship in which you've been dating somebody for 6 months in which somebody asked for money. I mean, if they forgot their wallet and they were taking you out for dinner and they asked you to pay for it, you know, that, and they would pay you back the next day, that I can understand. But saying, gee, I need some money for clothes or for rent, or, I mean, that seems to me bizarre and strange and unpleasant and uncomfortable. I mean, that isn't what dating is, Thomas. It may have been that part of what you've done your whole life is kind of rested on your wallet. And it may be that that's what happened in the marriages. It may be that that's what's happening when you're dating. And now because you're not working and because you have MS, you're less confident about yourself. And so you're a bit more suspicious of people's motives. But it sounds to me that you were always using your money as your way of sort of attracting women. And if you use money to attract women, they're going to be attracted to your money. I mean, that makes no sense. Why don't you, I mean, with this woman, just if you really like her, say, look, I think I set this up wrong, that somehow I don't want to be your sugar daddy. I want to be your friend. I may want to be your lover. I want to be your husband. I want to be your, you know, your life partner, but I don't want to be your sugar daddy. So let's, you know, we'll go places that don't require fancy clothing. You know, I don't want to feel that the reason you're with me is because of my checkbook. And so stop giving her money. Explain to her why you're doing it. Not that you're mad at her, but that you really want to, you know, you want to rethink how you relate to women and how they relate to you. And if she gives you, you know, if she leaves, then we know that the only reason that she was interested in you is money. And so next time, Thomas, don't do things like that. And maybe if all your friends know that you're lonesome and that you're looking, I mean, if you're looking for a nurse, get a nurse or be honest with a woman about that's what you want and get somebody with those credentials. If that's not what you're looking for, you might be better served to do a personal ad that says, you know, I'm retired, I've got a few health problems, but I'm really looking to go kayaking, read good books, and eat escargot. I mean, I don't know what you want, but I think you might be better off with people who don't know that you're Daddy Warbucks. Because if that's how people describe you, that's how you think of yourself, then you're going to get women who are thinking, well, you know, he'll give me a lot of money. Exchange of money should not be part of the dating process. It just shouldn't. It will distort things, and it will make you feel that she doesn't care about you, and she may. And she should certainly have sense enough not to ask and not to take. But don't offer. Thomas, and if you really care about this woman, then I'd sort of redress it. I'd say, you know what, I think my whole life I've been assuming that no one would like me for me, and I think you really do, and I don't want money to cloud things. I want this to be a really clean and loving relationship. Stop giving her money. And if she disappears, then you'll know that she wasn't interested in you. But don't set it up that way. All right?
855-99-DR-JOY. You're listening to the Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. So, trying to finish up on our Bah humbug. Oh, let me just go back a little bit to Thomas's issue. All of us have an area of competence, right? Let me just tell you a quick story, which I've told before, but it sort of resonates with me with Thomas. There was... When I first started on the air, I had just completed some medical school, and I took a year off from medical school to do the radio, thinking it would only last a year. It shows how accurate I was. I was fresh out of medical school. I'd finished the first 2 years at Passport and then taken a year off. And my specialty in medical school, the thing that I was most interested in, was I help run the anesthesiology department because, you know, the brain and pain is obviously one of the things I was most interested in. And so I did a lot of neurology, including neuropathology. And I actually knew one of the, so I knew the professor, and the professor actually had a couple of kids, and because they would drop into the lab every once in a while, and I was always in the lab, I had met one of them, and he was this beautiful child. I mean, he was really the kind of poster kid. He was about, I think, 9 or 10 years old, and he had beautiful glossy brown hair and big brown eyes. He was a really smart kid, and he was funny, and he was just, you know, he was a lovely kid. And it turned out he called the program, and I just happened to have recognized his voice. I don't think he used his real name. I don't actually remember, but I recognized his voice. But I figure, you know, everybody, my kid actually called. My mother called the program once. I figure everybody's allowed to call. Just use a different name, and I'll figure it out. So anyway, he called, and it turned out that what he was calling about is over the summer, he dropped a cinder block on his toe, and they had to amputate his toe, his big toe, which is, and he was calling because he was very self-conscious about it. He figured that he was not going to be able to live a regular life because on his one of his feet he didn't have the big toe, and of course big toe, among other things, is for balance. And it turned out his balance was actually okay. He'd learned to compensate, but he sort of felt that this was something that was really going to limit his options in life. And I said to him, look, because I happen to know this kid often, and often if, you know, somebody else called, I wouldn't have been able to know this, but I knew that he was smart, and he was attractive, and he was personable, and he was musically inclined. I mean, he was all sorts of wonderful things. And I said, you have a choice at this moment to focus on what you got or what you lost, and it will determine everything. That you're probably not going to be able to wear sandals all the time, and pedicures you should certainly get a discount on. But the point is that you get to choose at this moment to focus on your strengths or your perceived weakness. And I mean, and everything will fall from that. And with Thomas, Thomas, I think, has always used his checkbook to feel like he was important. And he's, I think, disappointed in women because he feels that they are superficial and only see that in him. But that's because that's how he presents himself. So I think all of us need to be careful that we don't play to our perceived strengths, which may in fact be our weaknesses, you know, and differentiate between the two of them, or at least not be angry if people utilize what we put out there. And if you're going to say, look, I have a lot of money, then if that's how you want the contract to run, then you can't be angry with somebody for asking for money or feeling like if you lose your job that you're going to be less attractive. I think most of us want to be loved for our inner self, not our outer self, one way or the other. So, but be careful we don't advertise ourselves. I've also told, sorry, a friend of mine who was a very nice woman. She was not particularly attractive. She's a very nice woman, but she was very busty. And what she would do was she would go to bars in really tight sweaters. And what she really wanted in life was a traditional relationship with, you know, a nice husband and a cocker spaniel and a couple of kids and a white picket fence. But how she presented herself was as this kind of va-va-voom girl. And so the people who were attracted to her thought that that's who she was. So she was always getting hit on and guys kind of, you know, one-night stands. And the guys who might have been attracted to what she really wanted were terrified, would never get anywhere near her. So we need to be careful that we're not presenting ourselves as a different kind of person than who we really are, which may mean that we have to allow our vulnerabilities, if not free reign, at least a little bit of daylight. Okay. Speaking of which, we were talking about, what did we make it? The world's worst Christmas gift? How did we?
I think it was, you know, what was your worst Christmas gift ever?
Yeah, okay. So that's going to be useful to us for another day or two, and then we're going to have to dump it. So let's do it right now. Just because it'll make everybody feel better.
Well, where we left off with Robert. Robert said an old-fashioned ice cream maker.
Why is that a bad gift?
That's what I was thinking when I was reading it, you know, And
I know what it may be. At one point, those were very, very popular, mm-hmm. but they take a lot of work. I mean, I don't know if they're the cranky. They have the crank ones, mm-hmm. Which are those are really good for young kids because their arms don't get tired.
Yeah.
And then they had the electric ones for a while, which were everybody's favorite wedding gift. I think everybody used twice, and my guess is you can buy them at any yard sale, any place in the world for a dollar. But
mm-hmm.
so I don't. Maybe he doesn't like ice cream.
No, maybe not.
They are a pain in the neck.
Tough to clean, I would imagine.
No, because they're little cylinders, and you have to pack them with salt and with ice. And the idea is that they're it's very rich ice cream, and you can make any flavor. You can make sorbet and stuff like that. But I mean, they're just they're it's kind of like the pasta makers and the bread makers.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do that kind of stuff, first of all, pasta is just flour and water. All you have to do is roll it out. And bread, basically, all you have to do is roll it out and put some yeast in and let it sit. So
mm-hmm.
ice cream, I don't know.
Mm.
Maybe it's too fattening. I don't know. Robert, you should tell us more.
Let's go to Jennifer. Jennifer says, two vacuums from my former. Not one, but two. Crucial.
Well... At least, you know, a basic rule of thumb, guys, no matter how much she says she needs a new vacuum cleaner, do it, you know, in the white sales after Christmas. First of all, they'll all be marked down, and second of all, it's just not, you know, it's really hard to say to your girlfriend, so what did George give you for Christmas? I got a ring, I got a coat, I got a scarf, I got a trip. I got a vacuum cleaner. It's not going to work. Yeah, and don't do it.
Let's go to Carrie Ann. Carrie Ann says, my brother... who is a volunteer fireman, got my 10-year-old daughter a snow shovel because she wouldn't help shovel the driveway during one of those fun blizzards last year. She'll never say no to helping him again.
Whoa, that's the fireman equivalent of giving somebody a stocking full of coal, I guess. So much for Uncle Fireman. Oops.
Yeah.
Although, let me just say a word about snowstorms and snow shovels. Women, we should all be shoveling snow. We're much less prone to heart attacks than our guys.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mindy. Mindy says, Dr. Joy, you are not going to believe this one. My husband bought me an iron for a Hanukkah present because I misplaced mine. But the best part was he couldn't keep a secret, so he was giving me hints, which were sexual in nature. It was classic. I'll never let him live it down. And we've been married 33 years, and the iron was definitely returned. This is the same, this is the same person that responded to your question, dumbest thing I ever did in my life. He took LSD while he had chicken pox with a fever of 102.
Whoa!
Yikes.
Wow. Well, I'm just trying to think about the sexual. I suppose it's really hot. You can test it with your finger. It'll take all your wrinkles, get rid of all your wrinkles. I'm trying to think what else.
I'm not even going to touch it.
You're not going to get bored. You could probably think of much worse ones than I can. I can't. You have to be careful about the buttons. I don't know. Yeah, that. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like all the movie things where somebody's expecting an engagement ring. And so, hey, guys, if the woman you're with is expecting a ring, don't give her a little blue box that has earrings in it because she will not be amused. Yeah, it's one of the... This is a gift-giving with somebody you don't know very well is very tricky, as you can hear.
Yeah.
And even if you do know them fairly well, yeah, an iron. Wow.
Gosh, let's go to
plug
Evelyn.
You in, baby. No, this is not a good one. Don't no kitchen appliances.
Let's go to Evelyn very quickly before we go to break. Evelyn says, when I was 5 or 6 and still believed in Santa Claus, my wicked older brother filled my Christmas stocking with potatoes and onions and rocks and told me I must have been a very bad girl.
Aww.
Gosh, that was pretty cruel.
Yeah, unless he made potato salad.
Yeah.
Well, my mother always put tangerines in the toe of our stockings, which I love clementines, and
yeah.
I think a clementine is kind of a fancy tangerine, but I always associate Christmas with oranges and tangerines.
Yeah.
Right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. All right, so we're talking about the worst Christmas gifts. And two vacuum cleaners. I don't know. There's kind of a competition for two vacuum cleaners versus one iron with sexual innuendo. I don't know. I guess for the other 7 days of Hanukkah, he could have given her wrinkled shirts.
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't, yeah. And it went back. I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That was the best part of it. The iron was definitely returned.
Yeah. Or just have him do the ironing, I guess. Whoa, that one, yeah, that one, I told you, 1 year my father gave my mother a vacuum cleaner. That didn't go over well at all.
Yeah, I think I remember you telling me.
Yeah, and he kept saying, but it has all these attachments. Dad, do you not get this? Is wrong? Right, keep going.
All right, let's go to Amanda. Amanda says, a $5 gift card from Subway from my aunt.
Oh, see, that's okay. That one's okay for me. I'll tell you why. I have an aunt who has since gone to... you know, the great family reunion in the sky, who from the time I can remember, which is 4 or 5 years old, would send me 2 crisp $1 bills every year for my birthday, and I think 2 crisp $1 bills for Christmas as well. I don't remember Christmas as well as my birthday. And she sent them to me, you know, until she died, which was just a couple of years ago. And I thought that was great, that she didn't have very much money, and she would always go to the bank, and they used to have, I don't know if they have them at banks anymore, where they had, like, Santa Claus in the front, and when you opened it up, there was a cutout for the hole of whoever was on the dollar bill, whether it was Washington or Jefferson or, God forbid, or Lincoln. But, you know, I'd take a $5 gift certificate from Subway.
Yeah, if anything, it seems like it'd be a nice stock.
Yeah, she's buying you lunch, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, keep going.
Let's go to Peggy. Peggy says, old lady underwear.
Yeah, I know. Who bought you underwear? The thing is that it's almost as offensive if somebody buys you hooker underwear. I mean, you know, the fancy stuff. Yeah. I don't know. Underwear is a strange thing to buy one way or the other.
I'm not sure I'd buy anybody underwear.
No, it's a little tricky. I mean, if you get the wrong... the problem is about size. If you get somebody... something that's too small so they can't wear it, then they feel awful. If it's too big, they think, wow, is that how you... So it just, it's one of those situations. Unless you hit it right smack. Here's what you can do if you want to give somebody underwear. First of all, understand Victoria's Secret has a huge sale in January. I know they're not going to come and have a jihad on me, but nevertheless, that's number one. Number two, give them a gift certificate. Cut something out of the Victoria's Secret catalog that you think is cute and say, you know, we'll go and you can pick out what you want up, and here's a gift certificate. Because buying somebody the wrong size underwear, I mean, it's almost as bad as the iron. I mean, it should, if you even think about it, you should think of Skull and Crossbones. So don't do that. I know the angels and the runway, and it's all sexy and it's all up, you know. Did you know that the ratio of men to women in terms of the catalogs is 8 to 1?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Let's go to
Sherry. I just thought I'd mention that.
Random fact.
Yeah, random factoid. Yeah, here we go.
Let's go to Sherry. Sherry says, a choking nightgown.
Choking?
So I my guess would be a nightgown.
With too tight?
It's too tight around the neck area.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, again, it's one of those. If you give a sexy one, then is that salacious? Mm-hmm. And if you give sort of a little... you know, one with the long sleeves and the buttoned up top. I don't know. You never realized that gift giving was quite so complicated, huh? It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, and I think it would be important to, you know, if you're getting anybody any kind of clothing, whether it's, you know, a nightgown or, you know, a shirt or something, we got to make sure we know, like, what size.
Well, see, as women, we do sneaky things, like we look at the back of your shirt, and so we know.
Yeah.
Although it's really interesting. Like, what movie did I just see that was, it was called Lifetime Friends.
Okay.
Lifetime Partners, I think. Which is actually not a bad movie. It's about two women who have a friendship, and what happens when one of them gets involved with a guy. Because they're life partners. And the guy at one point, I mean, the mom of one of the women, of the straight woman, is saying, oh, yeah, you can dress him. You know, she said, well, he dresses fine. She said, well, you can dress him. Just make sure you reinforce, you know, when he wears it. Wink, wink. And at the end, when at some point they have this huge fight, and he said, I let you dress me. I thought, oh, well, I guess men aren't really as pleased about that as we think they are. Whoa.
Yeah.
But we at least get the right size. We get the right size because we peak.
Right.
You know, we'll check out here. But it's probably one of those things that guys are not all that comfortable about.
Let's go to Melanie. Melanie says, my brother gave me a used VCR tape of a hard-to-find movie. I was very happy with the gift. He later asked for it back to give to his wife for a birthday present because he knew how hard it was to find. I gave it to him. P.S. She is now his ex.
And she got custody of the tape.
Yeah.
I gave somebody a couple of VCRs for, or a couple of DVDs for Christmas one year, mm-hmm. and she said, "I already have them. I want to exchange them. Can you exchange them for me?"
Yeah.
And I thought, no problem. No more DVDs to you.
Yeah.
And that was easy.
Yeah. And then we'll wrap up with Elizabeth. She says, "My ex waited until Christmas Eve and bought me about 20 books. Some self-improvement books to boot. The next year, I cut out pictures of everything I wanted and taped it to the refrigerator. And I got everything on my list." So,
well, as I said, I guess it depends how sentimental you are.
Yeah.
Certainly, communicating is not a bad thing. My thing has always been, it's more, that the gift should reflect the donor as well as the recipient, but I'm, incredibly sentimental. Although, I guess somebody giving me, actually, I'm saying that, but I remember for that my ex and I exchanged gifts for our wedding, and I'd gotten him some of these gorgeous antique cufflinks, mm-hmm. and he got me a hair dryer. I should have known we were doomed.
Oh, no.
Well, it was also, for when we got engaged, he bought me a little thing of raspberry jam. It was good jam, but not exactly what one does to commemorate. And I kept thinking that there was a ring someplace, that maybe he'd hidden it in the jam, mm-hmm. which he had not.
Hmm.
Should have known.
Would have been quite creative to do it that way.
Yeah, but it would have been very creative, except there was no ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like the first year we were married, for my birthday, I came and he gave me some flowers, and I'm, okay, where's the cake? Where is it? He could say, "There's no cake." I'm thinking, he's so funny, he's so clever, where's the cake? And there was no cake.
Oh, man.
How can you have a birthday without a cake?
Yeah.
I mean, even a cupcake.
Yeah.
Doomed. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Now that I've made you all phobic about shopping, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.